Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Bruins and Hurricanes now tied up at a game apiece after the Bruins lost last night. Game three coming up this weekend.
Puck drops in 24 hours.
Getting your thoughts on that. 617-779-0985. But before we talk about the things that disappoint us in the Bruins last night, why don't we just get a joke in here to start the hour from Jack in the van, who's been hanging on for nearly 40 minutes for this one. So what do you got, Jack?
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
All right, so it's a sports one.
Oh.
What are the Buffalo... You ready?
Yeah.
What do the Buffalo Bills and marijuana have in common?
I don't know. What?
When you put them in a bowl, they both get smoked.
Make me laugh. Do something.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you put Buffalo Bills in a bowl?
Super Bowl.
Oh. I went the Buffalo Bill route and just put it in a bucket.
I mean, that joke.
Puts a lotion.
That joke may have been great like in 1994.
They haven't been in so long.
You hear a great joke from 26 years ago?
Make me laugh. Do something.
Yeah, make me laugh. Dance clown. Statute of limitations there on that one. Yeah. Boy, you people are better in jokes. Come on.
I don't know.
Come on, you got some good ones out there.
All right, then. Great.
Yeah.
All right, to the Bruins.
Yeah.
Bruins lose last night. We talked about the game off the top today. What?
Game's on four. I can't take it. Go ahead.
Game's on four.
All right.
Yes. No. Yes. No David Pastrnak last night because, we don't exactly know why. By the way, we found the photo that you were talking about, mm-hmm. Zoe. He didn't have anything on his hand from what it looks like in the photo.
Okay.
It looks like he took his sleeve, wrapped it over his hand.
Did it on his left hand. There was a pad on top of the right hand, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I know you found a photo with where you can't see a pad there, but at one point there was, and it seems like he had a different shirt on. This one's a zip-up that Tom sent.
You hold it against him that he wasn't out there last night? Is it fair to hold it against him that he wasn't out there last
Depends
night?
I think it is. Depends what the injury is.
Whatever it is. I don't know. I feel like it's no coincidence that Mr. Quarantine himself, David Pastrnak, gets
hurt.
See,
and that's...
I'm having trouble making that connection, Beetle.
I'm not making it either. But the problem is, we end up finding out what the hell Bergeron always ends up playing with, right? And that guy will play with punctured lung, busted kneecap, whatever. He always finds a way to play, and you just hope that this new wave of Bruins, your eventual, bona fide superstar, it's going to be here for a while. That you hope, just is going to be one of those type of guys that you can't keep me off the ice. You know,
if those guys had been back practicing for a month and Pastrnak missed all of it, okay, I get it. When he missed a couple of sessions, he missed a handful. out of what were only a handful of sessions anyway. So I don't think that his lack of preparedness factors into this, and that you can automatically draw a line between, see, this guy didn't take COVID seriously. He had to be quarantined, so he missed a couple of practices, so he got hurt.
It wasn't a couple, though. I mean, how long was he out for? He was supposed to quarantine for 14 days when he got here, and then he didn't. Was it only a couple of practices he missed? It feels like it was a lot longer than that.
But there are reports that he was skating anyway, and he was out there getting in shape and other places.
No, that was during the original quarantine. Then he had to do an actual go-away, unable-to-participate quarantine. He lost almost a month of being at home. Home here in the States, I'm saying. He was missing for quite a bit of time. It wasn't a couple of practices. He missed a bunch of time. And then he's the guy who ends up getting hurt. I don't know. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that the more you've played, the less likely it is that you end up with a freak injury. And everybody else has been doing, I mean, as far as we can tell on this team, maybe not Kasha, but everybody else has done what they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I would also stop short of calling it an injury. If he's hurt and he was unable to go yesterday, that's one thing. It's going to be a game time for tomorrow.
And it's also, again, the second straight year where they are missing him on the ice for any period of time due to maybe something that was moronic.
Yeah. And it does suck because it seems like, you know, Krejci elevates during this time. You know, now, you know, he's playing better and he's a guy that's sort of carrying you a little bit.
That shot was terrific.
Nice to have another guy like that on the ice. You know what I'm saying?
We did get one email that said Krejci was a disaster in his own end and that we were giving him too much credit. Fine, but the goal was great. 617-779-0985. Adam in Worcester, what do you think?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
At the end of game one, did you see Pasta?
Yes.
After he passed.
Yeah, he jumps up and he grabs his side.
Yeah, and he comes back down and he couldn't even celebrate. He was is almost like he pulled a groin or something. He was crouched over.
He does grab
his... What do you think that was?
He grabs his side.
It looks left rib cartilage to me.
Yeah,
like
he
that.
Grabs like
rib flexor or something, you know?
Greg in Canton. Greg.
Yeah, I was just going to say that same thing that caller just said. If you watched the NBC broadcast last night, when he was celebrating with Chara at the end, he jumped up and then grabbed, looked like his groin, and was like limping off the ice. So I assume that's what that was. But
yeah,
they showed it on the NBC.
It could have been groin. It's like he's grabbing like at his waist.
Hip.
So maybe
waist.
It could have been.
Rib.
He sort of
hook.
Curls over a little bit after he did it. Maybe he aggravated something that was already existing. Something that he already was dealing with.
Well, that's your point, too. Like, you all of a sudden get out there, and you could skate with whoever the hell you want and up on the North Shore or work out overseas and all that, but you can't simulate real live game action and that quick twitch, you know, reaction that you have to have.
Yeah, and I think the NHL did a really good job of the ramp up. They had a lot of time to get ready.
So, yeah.
I feel like the NHL did a better job. Actually, I think the NBA did a pretty good job, too. I think both of those leagues did a good job at building guys up to be, you know, maybe not mid-season form, but be something that's
functional, moving around.
Not fresh off the couch,
right?
If you will. 617-779-0985. But big news today is people are pissed at Tuukka Rask. You'll hear what he had to say after the game last night next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, you're trying to play as hard as you can. And obviously, you know, you're playing a best of seven series, so there's going to be some battles going on and whatnot. But, you know, when you play in your home rink, you play in a away rink, and there's fans cheering for you or against you, and that creates another, you know, buzz around the series. So there's none of that. So it just feels like dull at times. You know, there's moments that, you know, okay, there's little scrums and whatnot, but then there might be 5 minutes and it's just coast to coast hockey and there's no atmosphere. So it just feels like an exhibition game. So, but you know, we're trying our best to kind of ramp up and get energized and make it feel like a playoff game.
Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask. A lot of people taking issue with Tuukka today.
That's so nice of them. They're trying to ramp it up to give us the feeling of a playoff game. So, thank you.
That's nice. He gives an honest answer. People don't like the answer. They want Tuukka to say what? Yeah, this is the playoffs. It feels just like the playoffs. Is that what you need him to say? Does that make you feel better about it?
No. Just don't say that.
Why not? What if it's the truth?
He downplays the event. It's not real for us as players. It's not. That's the way I take it. I would fall on my ass if I heard that come out of Bergeron's mouth. Like, what do those guys know better that it's not to say that we know better than to say that? They're that much better leaders than he is. And that's him. He's not going to change. That's obvious. That dude has never wavered one way or the other.
He didn't offer it as any sort of excuse, did he?
Kind of, yeah. Like, hey, if you're watching me play, and if it seems like I'm at 70%, that's what it feels like. It doesn't feel like I'm going for a cup. Yeah, we want the cup. We want the cup.
Brad Marchand said on Rask's comments last night when he was asked about him, because he was already. He said maybe he was talking about the round robin games. These are playoff games, playoff atmosphere. Mm. Like, that's just bull crap. It's not a playoff atmosphere. There's no playoff atmosphere at these games. That doesn't exist. Like, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to us if you say that.
Unless your personal approach is different. Maybe it is for that player. Maybe he views it as it is. And maybe he needs to have a talk with him. Maybe Cassidy needs to sit him down and talk to him. Goalie Bob or whatever the hell. Somebody talk to him. Throw a lock in there tomorrow. See what happens. Maybe he doesn't feel like it's playoffs too. I don't know. Oh.
But Rask.
But you're there.
Has not played poorly. Rask does not deserve to get sat down. Rask still represents the best goalie on your roster.
He's a freaking Vezina candidate. I get it.
You're going to bench him and take him out because of what he said?
If his head isn't in it.
But it hasn't resulted in anything that's been negative. Let's say he's having a hard time getting used to playing this way. Has it resulted in him playing poorly?
No, but there's a lack
of. So what's the problem?
To me, it feels like he's lacking some sort of intensity that he needs to be at his best.
Well, Hardy said it best earlier. The knock against
what do you think, Hardy? I mean,
it's always that he can't handle the pressure of the playoffs. Well, he's not feeling the pressure now.
Some guys need juice.
No pressure. He doesn't have any pressure right now. He feels like they're exhibition games. So if it's a pressure thing that you always criticize Tuukka for, now you can't use that one. That doesn't apply right now at this moment.
I mean, if that is your major concern with Tuukka, is that he wilts in the big games, you should take this as encouraging because he doesn't feel like these are big games. Good. And Zoe, even you admit, he's not the reason they lost last night.
I know that. But is that what you wanted to hear after that game last night?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
As a fan, you would rather
bonafide top four superstars.
But if there is one player on one team in one sport that you should by now have come to grips with is not always going to give you what you want in terms of a sound bite or an attitude, it's the goalie on your hockey team. They're a different breed of cat, all of them. You go back to Tim Thomas, who said the same thing when they were in the playoffs. People took issue with it then.
I remember when Tim Thomas pitched about the lighting at Madison Square Garden.
No, he said that losing a game late in the season, or it may have even been early in the postseason.
No help in front of me.
Wasn't that? No, he said it wasn't that big a deal with all the stuff that's going on with China right now. Like, but what? What are you talking about? We understand that it's not life or death, but isn't it important to you? No, not when you think about China. So, didn't affect Tim Thomas's play back in 2011. I don't think it's affecting his play. I don't think, and even if it did, his play is not the reason they lost that game last night. So you can either come to grips with it. You got a weird goalie, which is redundant.
I know. I know. We have to do that.
Or you can get all upset about it and say that's now I need him to ramp up the intensity. Okay, well, show me what that looks like on the ice if he's more intense.
I know. We're not going to get that from a goalie, but it's easy for us to sit here and say this and critique it. But imagine being one of those teammates that has sacrificed, one of the older guys who doesn't have a lot of time left. Say a guy like Char, who we've already talked about today. You get away from your family and your kids, and you bubbleize yourself, and you're done. And I'm going to commit to this. And there's another guy that I suit up with that, just doesn't feel right. That would piss me off a little bit. And I'm not saying he has to come out skating like bat out of hell. Spin around, do some pirouettes before the game. Maybe grab that water thing off the back of the net and squirt it in your mouth a little bit more. Put a little vodka in there for him. Get him going. Let's go, Red Bull. I don't expect that. But he's not the reason you lost. Just didn't like the comment. That's all.
Peter is in Holliston. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys. I called you yesterday, and we talked about how they won the first game, but they were not the Bruins of old. And last night, they're not the Bruins of old either. And I think to even discuss this about Tukarask, goalies are nuts, guys. They always have been at all levels. Anyone who's willing to stand in there and play hockey goalie is a little cuckoo. That being said, he has nothing to do with why they lost last night. All three of those goals were snipes by strong offensive people. And I think the Bruins are being out-hustled in their own zone, which is causing them a lot of problems. I think the weakness of their defensive core is being exposed. Char is down to 15 minutes, so that put Grizzlick up over 20 minutes yesterday, which is really not what you want against a team with Aho and those guys coming down low and beating you up behind your own net, even though I thought Grizzlick played pretty well last night. I think what's happening is that the Bruins are playing a team that matches up well against them. They might not have the quote-unquote paper talent that the Bruins have, but they match up incredibly well, and they bring it all the time against them. And I think one of the things that people are not looking at with the fact that they almost lost game one and they did lose game two is now game three and four, the Canes have last change, which if you look at what Brendan Moore did with his lineup last night, he moved, I think it was Teravainen off the first line so that he can match him up against the second and third lines and not have to worry. Now he can put that line back together and match them up against whoever he wants. So I think the Bruins need to, I think the Bruins could be in trouble if they don't win both these games. If this goes seven, I think the Canes have proven that they are a legitimate team who can handle the pressure of being down a goal, being down a game, and don't care about it, and have the mentality that, look, we got to the conference finals last year. We are on a tear, and you got to prove to us that you can beat us for four games. And I don't know that the Bruins have that mentality or depth or ability to do that this year.
Peter, I think it's a good point about Carolina. In both games so far, we've seen Carolina respond. We even saw it in the first game.
Yeah.
Bruins would score, they'd bounce right back with a goal. And last night, they trailed after one. They got themselves right back into the game in the second period. They have had a response every step of the way over these first two games. It should be something that concerns us.
Imagine if that ruling gets overturned in that first one. Where you can imagine having yourself down 0-2 here and the position you'd be in and the critiques of this team and, oh, man, sky's falling. They could have been a victim of that. Give Carolina credit for fighting back, yeah. I think they think they could beat you. That's a team that should have a chip on their shoulder from last year. Dougie Hamilton playing against his old team. Not that that matters to him or motivates him. But, shoot, they've used two goalies. They both played pretty damn well.
Mark in Cambridge on Tuca. Hi, Mark. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? Real quick on the game in general. I mean, there were times last night I thought Carolina had 12 guys on the ice. I was like, Jesus, they're everywhere. And the Bruins just looked like they were standing still. And if that continues to happen, we're screwed.
Yeah, but Bruins controlled the puck pretty well on one of those kills.
Well, maybe.
I think it went back and forth.
I don't know. There were times, certainly in that second period, where I felt like I kept counting the Carolina guys. Like Jesus, they're everywhere. And that's just a lot of hustle and playing the boards and so anyway, that can't continue. But as far as Tuca goes, maybe you guys said this before. I'm sorry, I just tuned in. But his comments weren't a big deal, provided they had won last year, right? And it just fits the narrative that people have about him. you know, and it's all about winning, and people don't feel that he's clutch. And so when he says something like that, it's 10 times worse. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to play the game. It doesn't matter.
Sure. So if game seven goes differently last year, no one's criticizing him for these comments?
That gives him the clock.
I have a hard time.
That's not
a really hard
even
time
remotely
that.
True.
Because I feel like plenty of people would still be getting on him just the same. I don't buy it. I don't think that's the case. 617-779-0985. We got more of your calls on the way. We'll talk to Bruce Arena coming up at 12:50 today.
All right.
Head coach of the Revs will join us. That's all on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Sports Hub. They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Considering I had 4 months off, so not in prime shape, but trying to get there. I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about the results and whatnot. You know, it's August and haven't played hockey forever. So let's go out there, have fun, and see what happens for me.
Tuukka Rask, we got your thoughts on that. Brian and Peabody has a thought on overtime in the NHL. Brian, what's up?
Yeah, I got a thought. Here you go, ready?
Yeah.
It's simple. Okay, 5 minutes, 5-on-5, 5 minutes, 4-on-4.
Yep.
And then the last 10 minutes, 3-on-3. Someone's going to score a goal there. That's it. You only get one sheet of ice, right?
Yes.
And these stupid people that keep saying, you know, have a second city. You can't have a second city or a second location. Just fix the overtime.
Okay, do you think that's realistically going to happen right now in the middle of the playoffs?
No, probably not. No, okay. Probably not. But during this time, you're going to change shit.
Okay, but you just said realistically you don't think they're going to change it, and they will not change it now.
Not now, in the middle.
The playoffs have begun. But for future years, would you change the overtime rules in the NHL to avoid what you had playing four complete overtimes and then playing into a fifth overtime the other day?
Yes.
That's obnoxious.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it is. There's got to be something closer to what they do in the regular season. And no, I am not advocating that they use a shootout in the playoffs.
Yeah. No shootout.
No
shootout. I have no problem, though, with going to 4-on-4. I have no problem with 3-on-3.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
Because to me, at the end of that, and here's what the danger is. Nobody wants it to be like a coin flip type of result, which is why nobody wants a shootout. That's why most people don't like penalty kicks in soccer. It feels too much like a coin flip. You got to pick a side, you got to kick it, and maybe the keeper commits and does whatever. Okay, a hockey shootout, at least there is still skill on skill there, and it's not necessarily about luck.
Right.
But if you want to remove that element of it, by the time you get to the end of a second or third overtime and guys are just gassed, nobody has any lungs left, nobody has any legs left, you're essentially down to a coin flip anyway. You've already played a game and a half, or as was the case the other night between the Lightning and the Blue Jackets, almost two games of hockey, and you can't determine a winner, and now you're just going to next goal wins. Well, that's coin flip territory.
Yeah.
That you are approaching coin flip statistic result at that point. So why not just end it sooner? End it sooner with either 4-on-4 or 3-on-3. I don't know about you guys. I did not enjoy watching that entire thing. First of all, we're all stressing because we're thinking we're going to have to, you know, stay up and watch the Bruins until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll get up for work the next day. Nobody wanted to do that, but the product is not good at a certain point. It's just not. They're not skating with the same speed and intensity as they were in the first period that started 5 hours ago. Let's just, I am not a purist in this regard. You can take away the 5-on-5 starting with the first overtime. If you want to give me one overtime session of 5-on-5, that's fine. But when you start the second one,
why bother?
How did they miss
play
this?
Play the first one 4-on-4, and then it's 3-on-3, anything beyond
that. I love it.
They've done a fantastic job with their bubble. They really have. The hockey, NHL's done a fantastic job with their bubble. They kept people safe. How did they not have the ability to think this could potentially happen? Are the odds that against, you know, teams going to overtime? A lot of overtime games in hockey.
Well, I think they just didn't really put a lot of thought into this part of it.
But 85 shots were stopped by the winning goalie, and then we talked about, you know, Tuukka right there saying, well, I'm not up to full speed yet, and, you know, the energy and this and that, like, that's grueling. That's how guys get hurt. You skate as long as they did for over 5 hours. I mean, that's taxing on them. So that's how you get guys hurt, too. Yeah, I'd be open to it next time, say, under this type of situation, going to 4-3. Absolutely.
Let's go to Mike and Andover on this very same thing. What's up, Mike?
Hey.
Hey guys, you guys are debating something that happens like once every 30 years.
Right. Or once every 100 years.
Overtime period? No.
Overtime in the NHL? No, it happens every year.
Five periods of overtime. So you're fine with one overtime, but five overtimes is obnoxious.
Yeah.
No, actually,
when you're playing on the same ice,
going to double OT is not ideal either.
Yeah, okay. Mike.
What?
He said, okay.
Okay, Mike.
Okay.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Okay.
I really enjoyed that, the five-hour hockey game, and then the changing of where one team's getting ready in a playoff game to told, go back to your hotel, come back, you're going to skate tomorrow morning.
Especially right now. Look, next year you want to go back and you want to have your double overtime game. That's fine. Go to overtime, 4-on-4. Mm. And if you still can't decide it, now you're 3-on-3, and you know what? Well, this thing will wrap up.
I mean, you've got 3-on-3 situations in the regular season. Like, this is not some crazy, wild thought to say that, you know, we won't even go straight to that. Put the 20 minutes up there, play the full period that you would otherwise play, and have it be 4-on-4 to start.
Yep.
And then anything after that, after a full overtime, when you've now played four full periods, yeah, now it's 3-on-3 the rest of the way. That's it. We won't go to a shootout, but it's a better way of doing it.
Why not go 3-on-3 in the first overtime? If it's good enough for the regular season, why do you change the game for the playoffs?
That's a good question.
I think 3-on-3 is a little bit extreme to begin with.
It is.
I love it, though.
It is, but it's hell
a little
on ice.
Extreme.
People are riding around nuts.
It's a little bit.
Light their hair on fire.
Gabe's in Swampscott. Gabe.
Zolak, what's up, dude?
What's up?
Just cooped up, ready for football season, man. Hey, I've been a fan all my life. This is one thing I'll say about rooting for Brady. Everyone's saying they're going to be rooting for Brady this year. I think it's going to be fun to root against Brady this year. You know, you see him all the time. When he gets sacked, the crowd gets loud, especially when he comes into Foxborough next year, man. I cannot wait for Hightower to come up the middle and rock him. So I'm excited for that.
Crowds and Hightower, two things you won't see in football this year.
We might see next year and kill Brady.
And root against Brady. Got it. John in the car. John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Andrew.
Man, I think 3-on-3 is fantastic for the regular season when you have to go to work the next day, but you guys are completely off base.
What about 2-on-2?
Well, no. Okay, what's wrong with 3-on-3 for the playoffs, especially this year?
Not the game.
What?
Do you not work during the playoffs?
Well, would you go 7-on-7 in the NFL playoff then? Just say, hey, let's kind of cut this short. You know, we've only got 2 minutes left.
The NFL doesn't have this problem.
What if you get to the very end of an NFL, like, overtime period and there's no declarative winner?
How many games in the NFL playoffs end in a tie? How many regulation NFL playoff games end in a tie?
Wait, what?
Not many. That's because of this sport. It enables the score to be run up.
No, I'm saying regulation.
Regular season?
Right. No, I'm saying in the NFL playoffs, when they finish at regulation, you played four quarters. Mm. I mean, you don't have a whole lot of overtime to begin with. It's one of the functions of hockey. It's a low-scoring game. Yeah. Yet they are inclined to be more ties. They got one sheet of ice. Teams have to share it. We got to move things
around.
I don't know. Maybe you like having back-to-back games in the playoffs.
No, there are two sports that have these problems, baseball and hockey. Right?
Low scoring.
Those are the sports that have the issues with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Red Sox was what, 4:45 the other night in a nine-inning game?
No, but I'm talking about extra innings where that's why they've talked about putting the runner on second base and why it's now a thing, you know? John, what do you got?
I think one overtime period, full strength. If there's still a tie at the end of the first overtime, the team that had the last lead wins the game. Yeah. Just under the circumstances with the corona.
Yep.
He doesn't even want to settle it, Hardy. He wants to hand out an automatic win to the team with the last lead. That's a new one. I haven't heard that before.
Well, I'm workshopping a system where they could actually end after regulation and have the game end in a tie. And then you just reconfigure whether it's not a best of
we will award
seven
it
anymore.
Shots on goal.
No, you say that was a tie. Well, what do you mean it was a tie? Nope, go play game two. If it factors in, maybe. We'll jump off that bridge when we get to it. T-Bone almost wrung my neck when I said that to him the other day. Like, what? Can't have a tie in the playoffs. Can't have a tie in the playoffs.
Not bad.
Why not? Why can't you have a tie?
Let's talk to that coach of the rest, Bruce Arena, next.
Do it.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution, Bruce Arena, back with us. Hey, coach, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great to be back in Boston.
Welcome home.
Thank you. Good to see all our teams are doing well. So we're looking forward to getting
so
back
far
in the field in Gillette.
0-3 yesterday, right?
Yeah. Boston on the whole. Not good yesterday.
Well, what he said...
But the playoffs start on Monday for the NBA, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you have to understand who we're talking to here. When he says our teams, he's referring to the Yankees specifically.
The Yankees are doing well.
Yeah, that's one of your teams.
I guess they're starting tonight, Red Sox, Yankees.
They're going to face some really tough pitching.
Yeah. TBD is going in every game for the Red Sox.
Yeah, my brother-in-law is from Somerville, so we've been battling each other for like 25 years now on the Yankees, Red Sox.
Nice.
So it's fun.
Now that you're back home and you've left the bubble in Orlando, what's the new normal for your team? What is it like now?
Well, it's great being back on the field and preparing to get back into the routine of the MLS regular season. We're looking forward to it. I think the games in Orlando, although the group play was counting on our regular season schedule, it was really a postseason tournament because none of us had played for 4 months. So to get those games under our belts and now have a little bit more training and hopefully the next 18 games are going to be games that are going to make a difference for us. So we're looking forward to it.
Coach, I see that part of getting back into it here and day of travel is talked about where, and I know it's different with certain markets that you're going to attempt to play in. Are you a fan and proponent of getting in and out on the same day to help protect players and yourself from COVID, maybe by busing in or even flying in same day?
Well, I guess we're going to be flying to every game, and the flights are pretty short. They're all about an hour, except for a game in Chicago, which that'll be a little over 2 hours. So no problem with us flying to New York or to Philadelphia or to D.C. You know, they've been smart enough, obviously, to keep the first six games regionalized. So I don't think it'll impact us at all.
All right. Well, you told us this weeks ago that after the bubble in Orlando, you would resume some kind of a season. Is the schedule pretty much set? I thought we were good for a week from tonight, but now I think it's going to be a day earlier. Is there still some wiggle room in terms of when these games are going to take place and how they're going to go down?
Well, our game has been rescheduled. We will be playing Thursday, August 20th in Gillette with a 7:30 kickoff. The other games, the next five games, are pretty well set.
Okay.
And then after that, there are 12 remaining games, and those games have not yet been scheduled. So I believe as we get into the next week or so, we might hear more about the remaining schedule.
You mentioned Red Sox, Yankees. Major League Baseball has had some hiccups with their players not being in a bubble like the NHL or NBA. Are you concerned about some of those things happening in MLS?
Yes, obviously it can happen. But, you know, we've had now, we came back, started individual training at some point in May, if I'm not mistaken. And then we went to full team training in June. And we've been literally tested many dozens of times and haven't had a positive. So I think our players understand the issues and they're doing a good job with that. But having said that, you know, now when you go out in the public, you never know what can happen. So as we've heard now 1,000 times, we've got to follow the practices of wearing a mask, keeping our distance, our social distance, being smart, staying away from crowds, keeping our hands clean, all of that. You know, we still need to practice that. And hopefully we're lucky and we don't get infected by somebody, you know, outside of our group. But our group is really doing a great job.
All right, Coach, a couple of weeks ago you picked up Matt Polster, and how much is he supposed to help bolster your defensive midfield? See what I did there?
Wow, I tell you what. you guys are professionals. He's going to help us. Matt will bolster our midfield. And,
attaboy.
You know, we think he's going to see plenty of time on Thursday. He's made a good impression on the coaching staff and the players, and he's been a good addition to our team. So, We're happy to have Matt here.
Well, not to bury the lead, but Carlos Hill undergoing Fritz surgery here. I mean, that's impactful. And I know it's a weird season, but you must hate to lose him for the rest of the season.
Yeah, there aren't too many players like Carlos in the entire league. So, you know, he's not going to get replaced easily. And it simply means our team has to step up. The players that played around Carlos are going to have to step up. We're going to have to do a better job coaching the team. We all got to be better. And, you know, having said that, you know, there are injuries in sports. Things happen. You know, our neighbors here in Gillette lost a good quarterback, but I suspect that they're going to move forward and have a good team as well. So, you know, we're going to miss Carlos, but we've got to move forward and get going with the regular season and hopefully produce the playoff team.
With that loss of him, is there a chance the team makes a move to address it on the roster?
I don't think so because, you know, Carlos may be able to come back by the end of the year. If not, we have him for next year. So we may make a trade or two in the league over the next couple of weeks, but I don't expect us to make a big move where we're specifically trying to replace Carlos because Carlos will be back in a Revolution uniform in the near future.
Was that just something that he played through in Orlando? Because yeah. I know the injury was something that was the same thing that had sidelined him, you know, going back to March.
Yeah. I my understanding is it's kind of like a genetic type of injury. And he's dealt with this for years. And it wasn't surgery on his Achilles tendon. It was a debridement. They had to take out a calcium deposit that was, in his Achilles and causing a lot of pain and those type of issues. So that's been removed and hopefully he can make a quick recovery.
All right.
Schedule wise, you've got a lot of games, what, six matches in a little over 3 weeks time. Does that mean you'll be using different starting lineups and really utilizing all of your roster?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're a little bit lucky with the game being rescheduled the first game. So we're going to play on Thursday in Gillette and then, Tuesday in Washington, D.C., and that extra day is important. And so I think over the first two or three games, we're going to be able to keep a fairly stable starting lineup. Games four and five, we may see a number of changes. But, again, we have to see. There can be injuries, suspensions, what have you. So we've got to be prepared for anything.
All right, Coach, we know you're a sports fan, so we can ask you this question. We were just debating about overtime in the NHL. Okay, and there's sort of people have brought
up soccer, you know, and penalty kicks.
Yeah, people have brought up soccer and penalty kicks, and how hockey fans don't really want to see games be decided in a shootout. They'd rather have, you know, them play until, you know, forever. Would you want to see soccer teams just keep playing in soccer? Do you like penalty kicks? And what would you do with hockey? What do you think about all these things?
Well, first of all, I there used to be a rule in soccer where it was golden goal.
Yep.
So if you scored in the first 2 minutes of overtime, the game was over. And now the rule is if you go into overtime, you play the full 30 minutes, which I think is absolutely crazy. So in Orlando, we went to penalties, and the reason for that was we were basically in preseason, and we were dealing with the heat and humidity in Orlando. It would have killed the players. I believe you go back to golden goal or you go straight to penalties. Now in hockey, I know they remove a player. And the suggestion was after a certain number of minutes, they take off another player. I think, you know, to me, watching that, it's pretty exciting to see. However, you know, let's face it, hockey is different than soccer. You change in lines continually. So the players would not be as fatigued as a soccer player. So currently, I like what the NHL is doing. And then they eventually go to their penalty shootout. So I got no complaints from what I've seen.
All right. Well, great talking to you. Welcome back home, and good luck adjusting to the new norm.
Thanks, gentlemen. Great to be on again.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Coach Bruce Arena, Sporting Director Bruce Arena of the New England Revolution, joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Imagine this, if they get something here for soccer, thinking outside the box. So say it goes to a tie. Blindfold the goalies in overtime. And then just think how much your defenders would have to help and get back to try and stop that ball from going in the net. Bet they'll play some defense in, huh?
Blindfold the
goalies.
You know what? I don't even know that you would need to put them out there. You could just go without goalies then, couldn't you?
You let them run around. Eventually, they're going to find water. You know?
You think it, just for the kids,
or have
keep
one
them
coach,
out there,
yep, and
but
one
blindfold
coach,
them.
And one coach could stand behind the net and yell at them, right, left, right.
That's
hotter.
Goal coach.
Colder. Hotter. It's COVID, man. 2020. It's different stuff.
Yeah. Blindfold the goalies.
Let's get to the 1 o'clock hour.
Let's do that. We'll do it after these headlines. We'll be right back. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.